Yeah, I think there's, well, I'm not sure you're going to save a lot of money. We what you lose, what you save on the campus, you're going to probably spend on the technology. So, from the student's point of view, anyway. So I don't think it's a cost thing. I think there are two reasons why students need to come on campus. One is there's more things to university than just having knowledge stuffed in your brain. There's the social side, particularly for people in the 18 to 24 group, the chance to meet lots of other people of the same age with the same interests. Go to the the music, the sport, and so on. All those things are really important for people at that age. And I would hate to see that lost by making everything online. In fact, one of the big things we're going to have to look at in the future is how we deliberately plan social engagement of a face-to-face time to balance the virtual engagement. It's not that either it's bad, but if one gets out of proportion, then I think it's bad. And particularly if the students don't learn to relate to other people in a face-to-face manner, there's something lost there. So I think there is a role for the social side of universities, which is very important. And a lot of learning is social, and some of it can be done online, but some of it's best done face-to-face. There are some things that are much easier taught face-to-face than online for certain kinds of students. Then that brings me to the second part, which is the what I would call the maturity of the student in terms of the way they can learn on their own. This is not an age thing. If you have a very good school system that encourages independent learning, then they can come into university and probably do a lot online immediately. But a lot of students aren't taught that way, particularly in Britain these days. It's very much content-based teaching, particularly at secondary schools. And so, ironically, we're not teaching the skills that are needed in a knowledge-based society that way. Because if you look at medicine now, even an 8-year program, 4 years science in North America, plus 4-year MD program, they still can't cram all the content in. So what they're having to teach is skills, problem-solving particularly. Most medicine's problem-solving. The patient's got a problem, how can I solve that problem? And so what they're teaching now is the skills of problem-solving and where to find the information you need to solve the problems. Because you can't hold all the information. You can't know all the drugs. You can't know all the drug interactions and the consequences. But you have to know where to find that information. So, actually knowing where to find information and how to solve problems is more important than, or as important as knowing the basic science and underlying medicine. So, what we have to do then is to develop those skills within students. And online learning is a very good way of developing many of those skills.